because it's Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? It is Friday!
Wow.
Well, happy Friday, folks. Can you believe it? The first Friday of 2022 is in the can. Gosh, that flew by fast. That means we only have 51 more weeks to go. And you know what? When you really think about it, 51 weeks is just not a lot of time. And I can tell you, I know I sound old because I'm getting old. Every year, every week, every month just goes by faster and faster and faster. It is bananas. Well, this is going to be a short and sweet best Friday ever because let me tell you something. I've got some of the best advice ever for you. That's right. I'm putting on the authoritative hat, and I'm just going to sling out some advice. Now, granted, it's worth every penny you're paying me for it, but I think you will find it rather valuable. Look, I live a pretty isolated life. Right now, I am recording this podcast in a hotel room by myself, but I wasn't by myself just a minute ago. I went downstairs and I met a great, long-time business school classmate of mine, John Perry. Shout out to you, my brother. And we had an incredible conversation about life, family, business, dreaming and scheming. John is a business partner of mine, and one of the things that I took from that conversation is this. I've said it before, you know, there's actually some episodes out there of the Jason Wright Show, and I'm about to record one here in the next couple of weeks called the Iron Sharpens Iron episode, or Iron Sharpening Iron, where I bring on guys that I just want to talk to, because, and it's from the Bible, but you don't have to be a believer to take the value from this. Is in the Bible, I believe it's Proverbs, I can't remember the exact address, but it reads, as iron sharpens iron, so does one man another. Basically meaning that we make each other better by being in fellowship, communication, we make one another better. And I will tell you, full confession, full transparency, I'm one of the world's worst at this. I isolate myself. I get into these modes where I'm so focused on making this podcast, creating content, working with consulting and coaching clients, whatever the case may be, reading, you know, 52 books a year. So I get so obsessed with this improving always and always that I forget some of those ways to improve require me to get out and get with some other like-minded individuals to make myself better. And I encourage you to find those people to surround yourself with, and don't just know them. Don't just wait for them to give you the random phone call. Don't just wait to call them because you need to ask them a question or maybe they can open a door for you. Make a point to reach out on a regular basis to those people in your life that you know you walk away from every conversation feeling a little better. Another buddy of mine, John Landis, and I, we have decided that every Thursday morning, we are going to go for a walk, just like two old farts. And he's much younger than me, but nevertheless, he's not afraid to act like an old fart and just go out 8 o'clock on Thursday mornings for a walk. And, you know, again, that is time to just share ideas. John is recently married and has a child on the way. I've got two daughters that are 20 and 21. Let me tell you something. There is no class you can take. There is no degree that you can get that will teach you the greatest lessons of life like life itself. And so when you've had that advantage of wisdom and learning and screwing up, and God knows I've had plenty of experiences of messing things up, you can learn from that and share that with someone else like I get to do on those walks with John. And so as you head into your weekend, maybe grab a, you know, grab a pen, grab some paper, write down your five people that you are the average of. I've said this before, I'll say it again. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you're kind of like me and you really don't spend time with a lot of people outside your wife, then go choose very wisely five people that you want to invest in them, help them, because you know that the things that you're going to gain from them are going to make you better. But again, it doesn't need to be just kind of an investment and reward type deal. The rewards will come, but more than importantly, it's making you a better person and them a better person by being a good person yourself, by being willing to pick up the phone and call somebody, spending that time. You know, a lot of us, and ladies, you're better at this than men. You know, I can't remember, it's something like a 7-to-1 ratio as far as how many more words a woman will speak in a day versus a man. Women are much better at interpersonal, ongoing communication. They just are, they're much better at relationships. They're much better whenever they're in times of stress, their times of hardship or whatever, speaking to other people, reaching out, seeking help. Men, we tend to isolate. We tend to go in a cave, go in a hole, and try to figure this out on our own. Don't let anyone see our weaknesses. Don't be vulnerable at all. But I can tell you, one of the things that's so cool, whenever I meet up with some of my buddies on occasion, I have my issues, I have my doubts, I have my insecurities. And when you have those friends that you can sit down and just be completely transparent with, what you're going to find is they have many of the same struggles. They're dealing with many of the same things. And so one, you have the relief of going, I'm not a complete loser. I'm not a complete wuss because I'm scared or concerned about this. My buddy, who I admire and I respect, he feels the exact same way. And then from there, the two of you can put your heads together and figure out, how do we overcome this? You have increased your brain power by 100%. You have doubled it in the course of one conversation. So why wouldn't you do that? And I'm not looking in a mirror, but really right now I've got it talking to myself going, why would you not do this more often? So I hope you have an incredible weekend. I hope week two of 2022 is amazing for you. And that's it. Go do some iron sharpening iron. Go find those five people that you are the average of and pour into them so that you can reap the rewards of good, meaningful conversations and relationships. And until we meet again next Tuesday on the Jason Wright Show, I have absolutely no idea who's on the next episode. I think I have Dr. Jose Antonio, I think, is coming up, a Fortune contributor. We talk about creatine and the benefits of supplementation. He is an absolute guru on this subject, so be looking for that. Also, later today or tomorrow, the next issue of the Vitruvian Letter is coming out. I want you to check that out. We're talking COVID. It has been we're to a point now where I have kind of stayed away from the whole COVID, and I'm not getting into the politics of it or any of that, but I have done a lot more research of late from people I respect, like Dr. Peter Attia and others, that are starting to ask some really good, sound questions about what is going on, how does Omicron differ from Delta and COVID-19, what are the differences, why is it important that we don't just report on cases, but also report on actual hospitalizations and deaths? How can we apply some nuance to solving these huge, huge problems surrounding COVID and healthcare and what's going on? I've really started to dive into that because, to be honest with you, I've started to feel a sense of frustration and anger in this that I've been able to kind of keep at bay. And I don't like that. I don't like the fact that I'm starting to feel frustrated and angry with certain individuals who are conducting themselves in certain ways. I don't like that feeling. So I've started to try to sort this out and see how others that are a lot brighter than me are dealing with it. So I'm going to go into that a little bit on the Vitruvian Letter. You can sign up for that at jasonwrightnow.com. You'll get a pop-up that will prompt you to sign up for it. And even if you don't get the pop-up, I think there's a little note there that says, are you ready to improve always and always? Pop in your email address. It's free. It's sugar-free. It has no carbs. It's fantastic. It will not increase your fertility, but it will make you just a little smarter, and it will help you in your endeavor to improve always and always. So that's it. I'm out. Go crush your weekend. Best Friday ever. Done.